make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Tell me what ailing me. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on the American Voice Radio Network. Thanks for joining us here. Thanks. And we got a great show. We're going to be talking about some super duper, you know, heavy hitting necessary tonics that will just, you know, blow your socks off, empower your body. Also, we're going to be talking about the Dr. Mom concept we didn't get in last time. And also, maybe if we get enough time, how you can lower your cholesterol to under 200. Bam! Just like that without drugs. So we got lots to talk about, and we have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. We lift them up in prayer as usual. And, you know, I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. You know, God, bring us righteous men of valor to restore this nation to, you know, a balance. You know, if you haven't received any of the writings of Pastor John Weaver, I think you should, because he's got some great stuff. For instance, in one of his newsletters, he was writing about Robert E. Lee. And some of the quotes from Robert E. Lee were such as, "In all my perplexities and distresses, the Bible has never failed to give me light and strength." Well, I agree with that, because you just can't open that Bible and not be enlightened each time you read it. He also said the trite saying that honesty is the best policy has met with just criticism that honesty is not a policy. The real honest man is honest from conviction of what is right, not from policy. Oh, I like that. Don't you hear a lot of politicians say that stuff? It's a policy. He also says you must study to be frank with the world. Frankness is the child of honesty and courage. Just say what you mean and do on every occasion to take it for granted that you mean to do right. Yeah. I mean, that's refreshing, isn't it? Absolutely. And of course, you know, we have that old saying that it is a good way to walk therein. According to Jeremiah 6, the Lord wants us to walk in the right ways. And a lot of people just don't want to walk there. And one of the reasons that we're in a terrible mess in the United States is we are in a nationally predicament. It's because we lack a lot of good, godly men who are willing to stand for truth and righteousness. It takes courage to do that. They don't want to stand for liberty and freedom. So I think we all need to pray for courage and wisdom and discernment and to wear the whole armor of God so we can squelch those fiery darts of evil and resist that temptation which can drag us down. So we have a lot to pray for, and mind the time because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quack report, what do we have? Let's see. Oh, here's an extensive study of hotels to see which hotels have more germs. Now, if you're going to be, you know, traveling this summer, a lot of people, you know, after the New Year's and all that, they start planning their summer vacations. Because if you book early, you get pretty good deals. Well, in this study titled Hotel Hygiene Exposed, it was done by Travel Math. They said that they tested 3-star, 4-star, and even 5-star hotels in a variety of locations. And according to Travel Study, they said they swabbed the same 4 surfaces in each of the hotel rooms: the bathroom counter, the remote control to the TV, the desk, and the phone. Their results show that the hotel rooms, well, they have a lot of bacteria. And the 4-star and the 5-star hotels actually tended to be dirtier than the less luxurious 3-star hotels. They found that the average hotel room has more bacteria than a typical home, a typical airplane, or school. Okay. Taking my Clorox wipes next time I go somewhere. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's see. Electromagnetic fields in your mobile phones could be a problem if you have mercury dental fillings. They could accelerate the mercury release, according to this study. This was International Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. They published this in the Pakistan Journal of Biological Sciences. Little study here on mobile phones and how that messes with your mercury fillings. And they also tested MRIs, you know, microwave radiation, how that messes with the mobile phones as well. Apparently, if you have an MRI, same thing with your amalgam mercury fillings. So this means that when you hold your mobile phone next to your jaw, and maybe you get this electromagnetic energy that reacts with the mercury fillings in your mouth, what it does, it heats them up just enough to accelerate the release of more mercury, which you inhale, and then pulmonary-wise, it gets into the bloodstream, travels to the brain, and poisons the brain and kidneys, according to their research. Moving along in the Quack Report, we got sperm bots. Oh, yeah, you heard me right. For infertility issues, they have these tiny magnets made of titanium and nickel, and they coil them. They have a little, they're made into little coils, which they slip over the tail of a sperm, and it powers it with a rotating magnetic field to push that sperm along to the egg. Quite the success in the lab in the Petri dish. Group of researchers are developing what are known as sperm bots. So it mimics a micro compressor, propels the sperm to the egg. Apparently, the egg makes the sperm makes contact with the egg, wiggles itself into the egg and out of the sperm bot. Researchers have also been testing this in the early stages, and it's not overly harmful to the sperm, which I'm not sure what that means. Not overly harmful. I mean, any harm to the sperm is not good, right? But overly harmful, I don't know what that means. But anyway, further testing, they say, is going to be done to determine how safe they're going to be to use this outside the lab environment into a human. Although artificial insemination, relatively inexpensive and simple, it's got about a 30% success rate. So, you know what? If it's a hormone issue, low T, testosterone, check out the male hormone herbal formula at thepowerherbs.com. Forget the sperm bots. Goodness. Last but not least in the Quack Report, Chicago tops the nation in bed bugs, apparently. Fourth straight year in a row. Bed bugs apparently taking up long-term residency in Chicago on this new report by pest control company Orkin. Top 50 bed bug cities. They had a report, and let's see, Chicago isn't at the top, according to Orkin. Multiple cities, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, and Kentucky, also on the list. And this goes for both residential and commercial. So Orkin entomologist Ron Harrison, he says bed bugs are hitchhikers. Okay, so they travel in on your luggage and permeate your home. So they just don't hide in beds, but they are also found in furniture, bedposts, rugs, even electrical outlets. That's why metal beds came into fashion, because the bed bugs would hide in between the cracks in a wooden headboard. Made it easier to de-bedbug your bed if you had metal. Also, bed bugs are known to spread human diseases, according to experts. Some people don't have reactions to the bites, while others experience itchy red whelps and swelling. Have you ever been to the beach and see somebody walking on the beach like that? I have. You know, you just wonder, where are they staying? Hope it's not your hotel. Now, while Chicago is the number one in bed bug infestation, other cities, also with double digits, they've been jumping around. Here's the top 10. Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York, Columbus, Ohio, Philadelphia, Detroit, Cincinnati, Richmond, Petersburg, Virginia, and Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, so Charlotte, North Carolina, 24th on the list. Oh, gosh. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
we're going to be talking about some necessary tonics here. You know, tonics, they have this long history. So how did it get started? And why were they necessary? Well, every culture seems to have invented its own medicinal tonic, and with a goal in mind, which was to restore, tone, invigorate, and cleanse and promote this general well-being. So the tonic ingredients were selected consisting of an assortment of plants or herbs. So whoever it was that said that, you know, the golden age of herbalism was from 1400s to 1600s was mistaken. Germany and France never lost their sight of their herbal heritage and their healing roots, and as other cultures as well. So we're going to take a look at the pivotal role of herb tonics, okay? So what are the benefits of a tonic? Well, in many cases, the tonics with the most power contain herbs with adaptogen action. In other words, the herbs selected contain compounds that could read chemical markers in your body and adapt to the need that the human receptors need to restore well-being. So it was also improved upon other herbs, improved upon that adaptogen action and actually helped stabilize the human condition. So the concept of adaptogens was supposedly first used by a pharmacologist involving drug trials in 1947. So herbs with adaptogen capabilities have been thought to have the ability to help the body fight conditions such as cancer. And modern science has been studying herbs to see how they're able to offer this miraculous benefit. So they hope it could lead them to more discoveries why, you know, bacteria is able to adapt and resist their antibiotics. So most of the research on the topic of adaptogen herbs has been carried out mostly in Russia, Korea, and China. However, more study needs to be done to satisfy the FDA's definitions on cure, treat, prevent disease using herbs or even tonics. However, what the scientists do know is that whatever the mechanism is within the herbs, it decreases cellular stress on the body. And research has shown that ginseng has that ability, as well as some other herbs. So here's the scientific and medical definitions of adaptogens for non-specific remedies. This is from the Phytomedicine 1999 publication by Panison, Wickman, and Wagner. They say, adaptogens increase resistance to a broad spectrum of harmful factors or stressors of different physical, chemical, and biological natures. Adaptogens are a new class of metabolic regulators of a natural origin, which increase the ability of an organism to adapt to environmental factors and avoid damage from such factors, end of quote. Now, the Russians have by far conducted the most research into the concept of plant adaptogens, 1,500 pharmacological and clinical published studies the Russians have done. So their research has boldly stated that adaptogen sources have been described as medicine for even healthy people. So there are a few products today stating the adaptogen benefit. In 1998, the FDA and the European Medical Agency approved the monograph on Siberian ginseng root as an adaptogen. So the point is, modern science and medicine has difficulty rationalizing the adaptogen mechanism in natural medicinal sources like herbal medicine all over the world, and has included herbs such as adaptogen benefit regardless, you know, of what science may discover or believe. So it's there waiting for science to put their stamp of approval on it. Well, I'm not waiting for that. Science may never understand the full benefit of medicinal plants with their cellular transcription or adaptogen action. Well, why did tonics get to be so popular? Well, it had to do with the winter thaw, actually. In a lot of cases, herb tonics had a very common use of being taken in the spring after a long winter. Spring tonics were a necessary formality for a lot of people so they could refortify their body with the nutrition that was missing throughout the winter. So before the 20th century, the human diet in winter consisted of dried meat, some grains, and root vegetables. Later, we discovered that vegetables quickly lose their vitamins and minerals after harvest. So the herb tonics often contained herbs high in nutrients like calcium and iron and vitamin C. So the added benefit to the tonic was that it often cleansed the system while supplying the needed nutrients. So herbs like nettle, red clover, would sweep the blood, you know, and detoxify it. Other herbs, such as parsley or lobelia, would act like diuretics to flush and tone the kidneys. And then there's the monks. The monks love their tonics, let me just tell you. The Asian monks love their tonics. They actually are sustaining themselves on them most of the time. So they claim that herb tonics take you from disease prevention to optimum health. So the monks are the first to tell you that Western medicine focuses on disease prevention, while the Eastern philosophical approach to health is more focuses on longevity, vitality, rejuvenation, and they're working with the energy of the body on a physical and spiritual level. So kind of a different healing approach. So Asian monks, well, they love their American ginseng and they love the astragalus root, because both offer, guess what, adaptogen qualities. And ginseng is well known as a panax or panacea herb. So ginseng has many saponins responsible for helping the body with lots of illnesses. And the Asians understand that astragalus root offers immune support and can help export toxins out of the body quickly. Now, American ginseng and astragalus root together offer a synergistic effect. They offer, you know, stamina to the body, reduces the fatigue, and patients that are unlucky enough to be treated with radiation and chemotherapy for cancer, they find that astragalus root reduces the negative side effects of the cancer treatments by modern medicine, and they recover much faster. And that research was done by Anderson Cancer Research Center, University of Houston, Texas. So astragalus root has also been known to improve sperm mobility as a male fertility solution. So forget the sperm bots. Just get you some, you know, astragalus root. Asian monks will tell you that they use herb tonics for radiant health. That's what they say, radiant health. So here's a little history lesson. Herb tonics are it's a very old way to help the body heal itself. Hippocrates wrote about herbal tonics as it was part of the traditional Greek medicine. Both Hippocrates and Galen both felt that the nutrition in the tonics was a superior approach to healing than even therapeutic intervention. So if they were alive today, their assessment may go something like this. Tonics to build strength, vitality, and health, superior. Therapeutic agents to influence body function, average. And toxic drugs, inferior. That's how they would probably rate the three things. So aside from all the life-saving trauma treatments modern medicine uses today, it still lacks the ability to cure or prevent disease. So why did medicine lose sight of its traditional holistic or vitalistic priorities? Why did medicine abandon supporting and building the human system in order to acquire, you know, that it could require natural resistance? You know, the body needs to do that. Why did they abandon that in lieu of stronger drugs and evasive surgery? Well, you know, I think the ancient Greeks can answer that for us. The Greek physicians were known for their superb ability to teach people how to care for themselves to the point that the population was so healthy that the Greek doctors were out of a job. So the Greeks always treated the person and not the disease. Greek physicians had such a superior reputation in the healing arts that they were usually the first professionals to be taken into captivity alive to heal the invading armies. So inorganic minerals, drugs, toxic mercury, and the misuse of botanicals like opiates, henbane, and belladonna were unfortunately adopted by medicine to offer an illusion of health. So later, medicine added antibiotic, viral drugs, and vaccines to the list of disease treatments. So this patented greed of man has led to defects in medical treatments and is becoming increasingly more clear with each decade. So medicine's drug therapies turn people into drug addicts or slaves to their drugs and put them in an early grave. So let's talk about the catalyst real quick. It was in the 16th century that physician and philosopher Paracelsus, who told his students that to combine herbs with a liquid catalyst to extract the nutrition, making the liquid a living bioavailable matter taken from the plant, is more potent than the single plant alone. So he was making concentrates or extracts. So history has proved that tonics overall furnish the body with what is, quote, live whole food vitamins and minerals and plant proteins and flavonoids and amino acids. These are all building blocks the body needs to not only for defense in the immune system, but also to repair. So tonics help revitalize the system with what is called a slow infusion of nutrition, removing cellular stress. So tonics offer a relaxing effect to your organs because it strengthens and tones the entire system. Now, vinegar-based tonics are excellent for systems overwhelmed with yeast. They are also good for colds, flu, epidemics, chronic fatigue, immune system weakness, and digestive problems. So the best catalysts for herb tonics, which extract more nutrition, are vinegar and or alcohol. Glycerin from plants is really not as effective as the catalyst because it doesn't extract the full spectrum of the plant nutrition, leaving the formula weak and incomplete. Now, some plants have multiple alkaloids that must be captured for optimum benefit, and you might have to use a catalyst of vinegar and alcohol has to be used to pull out those powerful alkaloids to make the concentrate work. So it looks like we've come full circle. As modern medicine attempts to manage drug-resistant bacteria, they often find they have to resort to other natural sources. For instance, hospitals that can't stop the spread of staph infections are using honey. There are natural antibacterial agents in your honey, and it only destroys the bad pathogens and none of the healthy flora. Another option is liquid garlic, non-sticky version, same benefit, same reason. So mutating viruses and bacteria may be immune to antiviral or antibacterial drugs, but they're not going to be immune to the human immune system or natural medicines. So an immune system that is allowed to function is supported with herbs that are going to help the immune system in the following manner. It's going to improve the neutralization of the infection with antibodies, your killer T cells. It speeds up the removal of the pathogen debris, so it speeds your recovery. It assists the immune system function, such as with fever and flushing out pathogens. It improves your sleep. It gives you strength, stamina, improves breathing and circulation. It reduces phlegm or mucus congestion, and it strengthens the speed of overall healing. So if we remove the knowledge filter that medicine likes to place on things that it can't prove, we're going to find that God was truthful when he said, herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 104. Absolutely. We may never uncover the secrets to creation, but we are comforted that we have these natural medicine resources that have been used for thousands of years that we can benefit from. So I, for one, going to tonic it up to overcome infections, recover much faster from an illness, and especially, you know, if I don't want prescription drugs, which I don't. So Apothecary Herbs, they offer a whole food immune-boosting line of herbal formulas, and they do have tonics, tinctures. Look for the all-in-one My Three Amigos, Astragalus Root, Echinacea Deluxe, Pandemic Kit, a whole bunch more. It's all online at thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog, because that's where your natural healthcare options just became endless. We got to take a break. More on the other side. Stay with me.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drum in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and you know what I think we're going to do? Don't be mad. I think we're going to talk about the cholesterol topic first. Yeah, because it's important, you know, and there's millions of people with high cholesterol, and all these drugs, these prescription drugs, they have to do lab work. They have to worry about the side effects of their drugs and the costs of it all, you know, to go this licensed medicine route, you know. And all the time, they could be thinking, you know, is it smarter maybe to do something else about this? Drug companies are counting on you being ignorant, being lazy, or brainwashed to ever take this matter into your own hands and address it yourself, because you'd be addressing the cause of the health problem, not the symptom only. So it's time we take action and, you know, get a set of precedents, you know, that, you know, we can do this. You know, God didn't expect us to need a pharmaceutical company to stay healthy. All right, so if you've been to the doctor, they took some blood. If you were lucky enough to see him spit it down in a centrifuge and you had this white layer on top of your blood, that'd be fat. That'd be cholesterol. That'd be a problem for the liver. Because the liver is supposed to help manage those cholesterol problems. And a lot of times you'll hear from your doctor, well, you must have inherited a weak liver. It's, you know, not your fault. But let us help you. Well, if you want to help the liver, there's herbs for that. All right. Many people feel that it's really bad for you to eat nuts because of the fat content. How could fat help a cholesterol problem, they ask? Well, the monounsaturated fat in your nuts helps prevent the bad LDL cholesterol from oxidizing. So if you take this argument that fatty nuts, you take it to the max, well, Dr. Gene Spiller had some men and women who had cholesterol levels over 240. He had them eat some almonds, about 3.5 ounces, every day for a month. And then he had the test group ate the same amount of fat, but from cheese. Gross. Anyway, the group eating the almonds had a 15% decrease in cholesterol compared to the test group, which didn't. So Dr. Spiller noted that almonds worked as well as olive oil in reducing cholesterol. And the scientific reason is that the fat and both are chemically identical. So this one could conclude that olive oil is good for your heart, and so is almond oil. So we don't want to go nuts overboard with the nuts. Are there other nuts maybe that would work just as well as almonds or even better? Well, Joan Sabate of Loma Linda University tested walnuts and found that there was an 18% reduction in cholesterol. So the test group was on a low-fat diet, and for 1 month ate 20% of their calories in walnuts, about 2 ounces a day. The next month, they went off all nuts, and their cholesterol dropped 6%. So Dr. Sabate noted that an individual could drop their cholesterol 22 points just by eating walnuts. So nuts on average contain about 170 calories per ounce, and the people in the studies didn't literally go nuts eating their body weight in nuts, okay? Just, you know, Don't sit there in front of the TV shoving in the nuts because you'll forget how much you're eating. Okay? Okay, so what about fruit? That help? Well, there is a specific kind of fruit that helps lower cholesterol. Some fruits contain a similar type of fat you find in olive oil and in nuts. Avocados can help drop cholesterol by about 10%, according to researchers in Israel and Australian cardiologist at the Wesley Medical Center in Queensland. So if you eat a low animal fat diet, the cholesterol will drop even further. So a little healthy fat from almonds and walnuts and avocados can help keep that bad LDL cholesterol from oxidizing and causing artery damage. It was also discovered that natural vitamin C and E in your fruits and your strawberries are anti-cholesterol foods. So how does vitamin C help you? Well, it helps promote the good HDL cholesterol to cleanse the arteries and veins while blocking the formation of bad LDL cholesterol. One study had patients eat 1 cup of strawberries and 1 cup of broccoli a day, and they achieved a higher HDL good cholesterol to help prevent the clogging of their arteries. So you can eat a couple of oranges each day and accomplish the same thing. So if you want a list of foods that are high in vitamin C, we send them out from Apothecary Herbs, either email or through the mail. Just request the vitamin C food list, okay? Well, we got some other stuff. Some French researchers discovered that fruit pectin, or fruit fiber, is another food that helps drop cholesterol by 10%. Apples were given to middle-aged women. They ate about 2 or 3 apples a day. It was a regular in their diet, and their LDL cholesterol went down. Carrots do the same thing if you eat 2 carrots a day. And the study said raw or cooked carrots worked equally as well due to their beta-carotene. However, heat does lower nutritional content, so if you can't eat them raw. Let's see, the grapefruit is, yes, grapefruit. People mention grapefruit with the cholesterol. They do put that in the diet. Why does grapefruit help? Well, it contains unique fiber called gala-glutonic acid, which helps lower cholesterol and dissolve plaque to unclog your arteries. So Dr. James Serta of the University of Florida, he says 2.5 cups of grapefruit a day lowers cholesterol 10%. And also grapefruit juice, well, he says alone, that doesn't have the same benefits. It has to be from the whole fruit, apparently. So Dr. Serta's study showed that grapefruit fiber protected heart aortas, you know, the heart arteries and veins and the aorta prevented it from being full of plaque. So if you don't want the zipper, you know, bypass surgery, have some grapefruit. what about eggs? People say eggs probably bad, you know, the death knell. What is the truth about eggs and maybe shellfish? Because they say, oh, they're high in cholesterol. Well, scientific studies from Rockefeller University, New York, discovered that these types of foods are minor players in creating bad cholesterol in most people. The real culprits are your animal foods containing saturated fats. So don't overdo the foods with cholesterol. Don't want to overburden your system and encourage more clotting. So what about offensive foods? Well, some of the foods that contain more saturated animal fats are going to be your chicken skin, butter, milk, cheese, beef, pork, meat drippings, and lard. So, you know, try to curtail that, you know, best you can. Eat more vegetables, less of that. Now, there is this trick. There are those folks that genetically are born with faulty livers. No matter what diet they have, they seem to have cholesterol, either too low or too high. To them, I say, you know, try the milk thistle herb because it has this antioxidant that helps the liver heal itself with new healthy cells. So try the milk thistle to regenerate the liver. So if you have high LPA levels, which tend to contribute to clogged arteries, you might want to try the milk thistle, use your fish oil, and things like that, because fish oil lowers your LPA levels by about 15%. Try to get cold press stuff if you can. Now, also, they also tell you, Dr. Frank Sachs, Harvard, says don't overdo low-fat diets. They can drive down the good HDL cholesterol, and that would be bad. So you don't want to overdo that and get things out of balance. So if your cholesterol is too low, they say if it's under 160, it could be dangerous. So you could have bleeding issues. You could have a stroke or even heart failure. So cholesterol is important, but you want it in balance. So you want to make sure that, you know, if you're suffering from depression or liver failure or cancer, it predisposes you to lower cholesterol levels, which could be harmful. So you want to protect yourself. You know, I've said it over and over again. I know I sound like a broken record, but immune boosting and organ cleansing is probably so simple, but so effective in so many ways. It's like, you know, when you drop a water in a pond and there's this ripple effect. It's sort of like that. A simple thing like organ cleansing has these benefits, like a domino effect. So you'd be amazed how you can perk up your whole system because all your organs chemically communicate with one another. So if you cleanse them, you tone them, you strengthen them, and they're more resistant to disease. It's simple. It's not hard to do organ cleansing, not hard at all. There are specific herbs that are designed to cleanse the organs, move bile, move out mucus, move blood, and cleanse. So, I mentioned the milk thistle because it has the antioxidant silymarin that the liver just loves. Also, if your gallbladder is giving you a problem, I like to use barberry bark for that. If you have stones, you might want to ask about how you do a gallbladder flush. So you have to remove the stones. Also, there's blood cleansing, bowel cleansing, which is your very first cleanse that you want to do. And bowel cleansing is an amazing thing because I think it's the most important organ of the body because it's the last major stop for toxins to evacuate out. So it's sort of like garbage men going on strike, you know, in a city like New York or something. And all of a sudden, you know, all the trash piles up and then you got rats and you got disease. I mean, you got problems. So it's sort of like that. The bowel has a job, and it's to evacuate out everything you don't need. And if it gets sluggish or congested or it's just not doing it well, you're going to get toxins backing up into the system and creating disease and sickness in your weakest link, genetically your weakest link. So if you want to ask about how you do your bowel cleansing, your kidney, bladder, liver, gallbladder, blood, cleanses, you do them in order so that you do them safely and successfully. And that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. That's what they've been doing for going on their 16th year is organ cleansing. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. If you want to learn how you're supposed to do it, just click on Healthy Guidelines, and it gives you a little brief synopsis of why you have to do it in a specific order. So you don't reabsorb a lot of stuff and feel worse. That's not good. You know, you want to cleanse to feel better. So you got to do it right. So call them up, 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog or visit them on the web, thepowerherbs.com. You get there, type in herbtalklive.net, and that's where the healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They have certified organic all the way. You know, a lot of people are turning into that whole food supplement thing. They don't want the synthetic stuff. Well, good for you. You know, synthetics aren't anything, nothing, not going to help. All right, we got a few minutes. So we're going to touch on this Dr. Mom thing. Because here we are. You know, what's the next holiday? It's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So we still got a big sugar-holic day to hurdle. And then you get into March, and that's when the flu season ends. Because when your sugar party ends, Your sugar starts in October with Halloween, goes all the way through February. And that's why you got flu on those months. It's because sugar suppresses the immune system and your resistance is lowered. All right, so Dr. Moms are getting smart. They're getting this stuff. There's like this reemergence. There's a lot of moms staying at home, and I applaud them. Families can afford for a parent to stay at home with young children. That trend is growing. So families that need two incomes are finding ways to trim their lifestyle, save the daycare expenses, so mothers can stay at home. Parents are figuring it out that there is something more important, and that is to train up your children and reduce stress that can, you know, have extra consequences. And it's not worth the extra paycheck for mom to be away. So the parent-child bond is something really unique, and people want to experience that. And you don't really experience the same type of grade of bonding, I think, if your children spend most of their time in daycare. Some of these savvy moms are, in effect, finding a mission. Some of them are even medical doctors, and they're staying at home. So majority are smart women looking for ways to provide better nutrition and health for their family and to do, you know, what they do even while they suspend their careers. They find little outlets even at home so they can feel more fulfilled. But for a short time, they suspend careers. So we have to applaud that, right? So moms are sharing knowledge with each other, and they're making some amazing finds, especially on the internet, on their cell phones. And news travels fast with busy moms. They're hunting for valuable information that helps their family out. So smart moms are turning to ingenuity to address a lot of health issues. So the internet allows them to research solutions for things like pink eye, fever, rashes, numerous non-life-threatening problems. And the pediatrician isn't the first person moms are now contacting, which is a big, huge trend. So moms have their own little network to reference. They have their friends, their health books, Google, chiropractors, naturopaths, herbalists, and so forth. So more moms are into natural stuff, and they are educating themselves on foods and products. So there are benefits to changing to a healthier lifestyle. This is why you see the big food companies, like Procter and Gamble and all these people going into the natural stuff and getting rid of the high fructose corn syrup and all this stuff, because moms are reading their labels. Mm-hmm. So there's these benefits when you change to a healthier lifestyle. Now, in September of 2014, I interviewed a couple right here on the show. And what they did is they removed all the foods which had high fructose corn syrup in their listing. And of course, that meant, you know, what'd that mean? You guys know what that means, especially with football season. That means no barbecue sauce. That had to go in the trash because that has high fructose corn syrup in it. So what do you do when you have nothing to put on the Barbie? That's a problem. It meant you had to make your own organic barbecue sauce with your own ingredients. And out of this necessity, this couple made a new barbecue sauce called Out of the Park Barbecue Sauce. It's in stores now. They sell on Amazon, too. It is awesome stuff. Now, some of the top magazines in the market actually are catering to parents, stay-at-home moms. They look at magazines that cater to different lifestyles, a lifestyle that represents them, see. So the suburban mom, no longer satisfied with a lot of media dribble from Hollywood fashion, she's looking for some practical solutions that she can really dig her teeth into and implement. She wants information and tools that make her family's life not only easier but healthier. She wants to learn and pass on helpful knowledge to her children and family and friends. And she knows that such information and tools will broaden her skill set, save her time, save her money, gives her more options to pursue a lot of other interests. So if a mother is single or widowed, this information becomes even more important. And dads are even embracing this self-sufficient approach to life. They're liking it a whole lot. All right, so they're breaking some barriers. They're breaking some social barriers, you know. Moms maybe not be doing as much of a glamorous thing out there. Doesn't mean they're socially less accessible. They are not accepting the printed tripe online or in numerous magazines, which they, you know, say that stay-at-home mother is boring, she's less valued, she's old-fashioned. Now, smart moms don't have time to waste, and they don't want to read that. They are productive, and they realize that they have an important job. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, okay? They know that. Moms have a very important influence on humanity, society, the future. So women have a natural instinct to be with and raise their children. And women that work against this innate characteristic, they're going to tell you it's been difficult for them to place their newborn in daycare. They leave with tears running down their face a lot of times. Overall, mothers are healthier, more content when they can stay with their children. More moms are homeschooling, cooking from scratch, learning how to can vegetables from their family garden, and be more self-reliant. Homesteading is now a big popular trend. All you have to do is pick up a Mother Earth News magazine to see that. So you could be reading a lot of material. You could be taking classes on homesteading. Are there a big trend now, too, for families? Interesting information for reading on self-reliant lifestyle is everywhere. Now, for instance, I did not know this. I'm going to have to do part two of this Dr. Mom thing because we're running out of time. But I didn't know this, guys. If I had chickens, which, you know, I could probably see myself with chickens one day. You know, my backyard, in a chicken coop. But I didn't know if you wanted to roast a chicken, you had to go out the back door and get you a chicken, you know, defeather it and do whatever you got to do to it. You can't have a chicken older than 6 months old if you're going to eat it. Because after that, they get too tough and rubbery. I mean, there's no amount of, I don't know, marinating that's going to help that chicken. So, things to learn if you want to be self-reliant, self-sufficient. So if you want to have chickens and you want to roast it up one day, make sure it's a chicken that's younger than 6 months. After that, not going to work. I know, it's just you bite into it and it's like silly putty or something. Can't do it. Well, I have more on this topic. Like I said, we're going to have to do this part two on Thursday, okay? We're going to talk about men getting real and more natural. Oh, you think they weren't? Oh, well, they're into the more natural stuff. Also, we're going to be talking about things that will shock you. And herbs, of course. That's what this show's about. Herbs are empowering. That's why they're helping you be more self-reliant. Dr. Moms love it. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.